Patti Griffin plays live on the World Cafe today. Her new album is called Children Running Through, and we'll find out the inspiration for that title from this songwriter who's originally from Maine, and she now lives in Austin, Texas. We'll also go to the stage on World Cafe Live for a performance in just a bit, but first I ask her about a story I had heard that this was the first album of hers where she had exhausted her stockpile of songs and she had to write all new ones.
I had a large, large stockpile of songs for a while there, but then I didn't really have a ton of time to really dig in. I kind of, you know, was, you know, just had, it had been years since I sat down and went, I'm going to write now, and I'm going to make myself, make everybody go away and just stay here and write. And and I had the time and the resources to do that, luckily, the last couple of years. So I went back into writing the way I used to write when I had a day job, and I would, you know, go home and work for 4 hours and go to bed and get up in the morning and go to my day job. You know, and when you're on the road, your schedule's so wacky, and I just could never get that together. So I need to settle down and be quiet, and I had the time to do it, and it was really, really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm impressed with your discipline back then and now, because to be able to work another job and then come home and right, I guess if it's something you love, it's not really a discipline. Yeah. Well, you see, that's what was confusing to me. I'd love it if you would explain the title of Children Running Through, because when I see that, I see a life with distractions everywhere, wonderful distractions. But where does the title come from?
It comes, actually, it's in the CD. It's Coleman Barks' translation of a Rumi poem, and I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's a really short poem. I should be able to, but... he likens the story to when he starts to set the poem up in the book. He tells the story of three Taoist monks whose job it is to go into the village that they are living in and just stand in the village and laugh like idiots all day long. And they make everybody laugh because they're just standing there laughing. And then one day one of the monks dies, and he tells everybody not to touch his body and just throw him on the funeral pyre and go. And people show up at the funeral. They're kind of curious how these laughing monks are going to deal with this. And they light up the funeral pyre, and he's stuffed his pockets full of firecrackers. And I just thought, you know, it's kind of like this having a joke, having some kind of laughter. And Coleman Barks' translation, he talks in this series of poems is about looking away from misery. And I think there's so much... misery is bottomless, you know, for human beings. And so I think you have to look away from it. And there are other things besides misery, you know, going along concurrently. So I think that I'm starting to notice that these days a little more.
Well, the juxtaposition is great, too. Patti Griffin is our guest. We're about to head on stage for a live performance of music from Children Running Through, which is the new album. Other noteworthy things is you had Emmy Lou Harris, who you've been friends with for a long time, work on this. I understand she just came in and sang on a bunch of things, or how did it work out?
No, I had Trapeze picked out for her, and she just came in, and I thought she'd pick up on a chorus or pick up on a line somewhere, and she sang on almost the whole song, and it became a duet happily. You know, I wasn't really planning on that, but she just said, well, I'll just sing on everything and you can take what you want, and we pretty much kept everything. So she's great.
Hard to refuse that. Yeah. One of the things, if we listen to the concert today, you mentioned that, you mentioned on stage that a number of your songs, plus ones you're writing for it, are going to be part of a production off Broadway.
Yeah.
What's the book? What's it about?
It's about a young couple that she's pregnant. They don't have any money, and they're on a road trip. They find out that they're pregnant. He finds out that they're pregnant on the way, and they're not really a couple yet. But by the end of the road trip, they're a couple, and they go through a bunch of bumpy bumps in there. They don't, that's kind of the story outline.
How did you get involved?
Keith Bunin, a great playwright from New York, he approached me, I think about 5 years ago now, to do something from scratch, and I just haven't really had the time to do that. And he ended up working in other things that I already had written, And he said that they already inspired him to write anyway, so he didn't think that was difficult. And then I wrote a few things to fill in the blanks, and it's in production now.
Well, I was going to say, you get used to making an album, and that takes a certain amount of time. Something like this, 5 years from idea to fruition.
I've heard they can take like 8, 9, 10 years. You know, they're really... now that I've written a couple of things for it, I would love someday to... Really do that. Yeah.
Did you actually write from the top?
Yeah. It's not anything I ever thought I would be interested in, but it's pretty cool, you know, to see somebody that can do that on stage, take a song and do it. You know.
We're gonna go to stage in just a moment, and the first song is one of the ones that touched me immediately on the album, and I was worried you weren't gonna have a piano, so I'm glad you brought one so you could do it, which is a song called Burgundy Shoes. The album is dedicated to your grandmother. Is this a song about your mother or your grandmother?
My mom, yeah.
So she's the one that loved Michel Mabel.
Yes, yeah.
Great song. Thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll go to the stage now. And
thank you. Thanks for having us.
Begin with Burgundy Shoes.
Thank you.
what you've done. What can I do? Pack up and run. Now I know the rules. Get yourself another fool. You said that you love me. I was yours to command. What your kind of love my heart couldn't stand. You used me for a tool. Go and get yourself another fool. And now that we're through, you say be true. Get yourself another fool. Why don't you get yourself another fool? Go on and get yourself another fool. Don't you get yourself another fool.
Thanks a lot.
Wait for the next one.
Stay on the Ride, live on stage at World Cafe, live from Patty Griffin, that song from the new album, Children Running Through. More of that performance coming up. We get back here to the World Cafe. Back to the stage of World Cafe Live, Patty Griffin and her band, and this one's called Trapeze.
Little pink dress hanging by your knees, just over head on the old trapeze. In the old tent tonight, spotlight going round. One of these nights, the old girl's going down. Hallelujah, the old girl's going down. Gliding on the old trapeze.
I broke her heart, and how her heart it did ache. So she went to the tent as a lady of the snakes. I gave her a potion and she drank it in. After that, her heart never ached again. After that, her heart never ached again. Some people don't care.
Seen
Thank you very much, everybody.
Patty Griffin and her band on stage at World Cafe Live. Big thanks to Patty for playing for us today and getting a chance to talk with her. Children Running Through, the fine new album from Patty Griffin.